global outrage. I'm Lee Silasera. Fox News reports of brutal killings of hundreds, if not thousands, of civilians in Ukraine in what Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky calls genocide. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says there will be an investigation.
We had already concluded that Russia committed war crimes in Ukraine, and the information from Bucha appears to show further evidence of war crimes. And as the president said, we will work with the world to ensure there is full accountability for these crimes.
Sullivan says the U.S. is looking at pursuing a war crimes trial against Russian President Vladimir Putin. A procedural vote in the Senate expected later this hour on the nomination of Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court.
The equally divided Senate Judiciary Committee deadlocked 11-11 on confirmation of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson for the U.S. Supreme Court. No Republicans on the panel supported advancing the nomination. It sets up an additional procedural step for Senate Democrats who plan a vote later today on what's called a discharge petition. Democrats can confirm Jackson without any Republican support, though at least one Republican, Maine Susan Collins, has signaled support that will likely set up a final vote on Jackson by the end of the week. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Putting more truckers on the roads as part of President Biden's plan to help ease the supply chain crisis.
We must do more and do better to recruit more people into the job and to support them so they choose to stay in the job.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, the number of truckers have gone down during the pandemic. One of the ways they're hoping to improve the numbers is by issuing commercial driver's licenses faster. The first day of jury deliberations in the trial of four men accused of plotting to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has ended with no verdict reached. Wall Street, the Dow gained 103, the Nasdaq plus 271. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The U.S. government has seized a mega yacht in Spain owned by an oligarch with close ties to the Russian president.
On Monday morning, U.S. federal agents and Spain's civil guard searched the 254-foot vessel, which is docked in Spain's Balearic Islands. The yacht reportedly among assets allegedly linked to Viktor Vexelberg, a billionaire and close ally of Russian President Putin. All of Vexelberg's assets in the U.S. are frozen, and U.S. companies are forbidden from doing business with him and his entities. The Biden administration, working with international partners to seize and freeze large assets held by sanctioned Russian elites following Russian President Putin's invasion of Ukraine. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
A new report from the UN's climate scientists is warning that temperatures will go beyond a key danger point unless countries worldwide cut greenhouse emissions faster than they are currently committed to doing. A rental car company continues to expand its fleet of electric vehicles.
In an attempt to bulk up its EV offerings, Hertz is buying 65,000 electric vehicles from the Swedish carmaker Polestar over the next 5 years. The move is in addition to the 100,000 Teslas Hertz aims to purchase by the end of 2022, which the rental giant said will make up more than 20% of its fleet. The company's CEO said the Polestar vehicles will be offered to renters, corporate customers, and rideshare partners. The Polestar deal has the potential to add to sales for Hertz and is a significant step forward in its plan to build the largest fleet of rental EVs in North America.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. The American Library Association says book bannings and attempted book bannings, along with threats against librarians, have soared in the past year. In its annual State of America's Libraries report, the association found 729 challenges affecting nearly 1,600 books at public schools and libraries in 2021, more than double the figures from 2020. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.